Trying to be like Jesus Christ. Rochelle Rights a Wrong by Rochelle Roberts. My name is Rochelle. I live in a little town called Franny, Wyoming. It is a farming community. There's a small grade school here, a post office, and a few small businesses. Franny has a gas station that also sells a few groceries and other things. I am the only girl in my school who is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My closest friends at school are good people, but none of them belongs to the church. Sometimes I have to stand up for what I know is right. Usually, my friends respect me for it. One Saturday, about 3 months before I turned 8, I was playing with a classmate at her house. We played with dolls and then put in a movie to watch. I could soon tell that the movie wasn't one I should watch because it had swear words in it. So we turned it off and decided to go to the gas station store for some bubble gum. I didn't have any money with me, but I thought my friend had some. When we got to the store, my friend took a package of gum, handed it to me, and whispered, "Take this." That's when I found out that she didn't have any money. "No," I said. "Just take it," she insisted. I tried to put the gum back, but again she said, "Take it." I felt nervous and scared and confused. I took the gum and we left the store, pretending that we didn't have anything. I felt bad inside. What I had done was wrong. My friend wanted me to go back to her house, but I felt like going home. When I walked in the door, my mother was there, and I told her what had happened. We talked about honesty and repentance and what Jesus Christ would want me to do. I wanted to make things right. Mom offered to go back to the store with me so that I could correct my mistake. I was a little afraid to go back, but the feeling that I needed to right my wrong was stronger than my fear. When we got to the store, I told the lady who worked there what I had done, apologized, and paid for the gum. With tears in her eyes, she thanked me for being honest. I was still shaky when I left the store with my mom, but I felt much better. When it was time for me to be baptized a few months later, I felt good about the bubblegum experience. I knew that even though my action had been wrong, I had done what Jesus Christ would want me to do by correcting my mistake. I felt clean inside. End of Rochelle Rights a Wrong by Rochelle Roberts, age 8, Cowley First Ward, Lovell, Wyoming Stake. The Ring by Aubrey Young. They that deal truly are his delight, Proverbs 12, verse 22. Last summer, my family and I visited Helen, Georgia. We were having a wonderful time sightseeing, tubing down the river, and shopping. In my favorite shop, my sister and I tried on rings and admired all the pretty jewelry. Late in the afternoon, a storm started gathering, and we decided to head on home. About 10 miles outside of Helen, I looked down at my hand and realized that I was still wearing a ring from my favorite shop. I was shocked, and my heart started to beat really fast. I hadn't meant to take the ring. To make matters worse, we were right in the middle of a very bad storm. "Mom," I yelled from the back of the van, "we need to go back." "What?" my mom asked. "I accidentally stole a ring, and I need to return it or go back and pay for it." Mom didn't know what to do because she didn't want to drive all the way back in the storm. She asked if I could remember which shop the ring had come from. I told her, and she was very relieved. When we had been in that shop, she had picked up one of their business cards. She told me it had the shop's address on it and that I could mail the money with a note to the owners when we got home. Once home, I immediately got out my stationery and wrote a letter of apology, put the money for the ring into the envelope, and mailed it the next day. I felt much better inside. A few days later, I got a letter from the shop owners saying how glad they were that I had been honest. I was glad, too. End of The Ring by Aubrey Young, age 11, Lawrenceville, 2nd Ward, Lilburn, Georgia Stake. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ.